Our speaker tonight, I met him through this meeting, and it's been a pleasure. We talk once a week, maybe just for a couple of seconds or minutes, but I've really grown to enjoy the time I spend with him. And we have had him speak before, but I wanted him to speak again when we could record it. So I would like to turn it over to Mark from Connecticut. Mark L. from Connecticut. It's all yours. Turn it over to Mark. Thank you.
My name is Mark. I am a composer over here and a polemic, and glad to be here another day of your life on light terms, always. Wow. Yeah, 40 years. Man, now Joe, now T. Nancy, now Joe is joining us in the 40s. Yeah, now he finally got it. And if you want to cry, Joe, go right ahead. I've been in this fellowship for 51 years and been abstinent for 49. Never left state, and I couldn't go no place anyway. I had a wonderful and a terrific mother, and I had a wonderful and terrific doctor and two wonderful sponsors. We really don't, some people don't say their sponsor names because of some people think it's breaking anonymity. Well, don't two wonderful people? Mark L. would never have been here. They did not have to drive their car from Manchester, Connecticut to Farmington, Connecticut, where it's about, I'd say about 20, 25 minute drive in a car. They didn't have to do that. They could have went any place else. They came up there. How my story and how my life began. 10 years old, I was 28 years old. In school, in an elementary school called Fetty West School, me and my sisters and my friends were walking up to school. Literally, the school will literally have breakfast or lunch. They had both of them. We came inside that school into the cafeteria. We sat down. And then the principal said, come on, all get up from the table to go get your breakfast. We all got up and went to get our breakfast. Brought my back to the bench, sat down with my sisters and my friends, and to tend to eat. Crazy thing happened. Wow. I wanna ate it and then I wanna throw up. Principal Mr. Wood came by and said, come on, we have to go to the nurse's office. Wow. We went down to the nurse's office, a 6'7" man, to probably what, 3 feet tall, young child like me. Wow, looking up to a tree. He brought me down to the nurse. The nurse said, what happened? I threw up my food, nurse. And she said, all right, get on top of the cart, and I'm going to get you two little Advil. And she gave me two little Advil. And she wound up, tell me to relax, stay there. To keep tell me to go back to my class. I went back to my class. And then lunch came. What happened? Same thing. Threw it up. I got thrown up this pool for no kind of reason. And he pulled me back to the nurse's office, but this time the nurse was outside in the hall. She said, oh, no, again? Nobody else getting sick? No, only me. And this time she said, call your mother. All right, call the number, dial the number. My nurse wants you to come here. She came up to the school. And she the nurse, what happened? And then your son threw up twice, breakfast and lunch. And my mother had a funny face when she said that to her. And my mother didn't say nothing. She knew what it was, probably what illness I was suffering from. Mother knew, because my aunt, her sister, was suffering from the same disease, bulimia and anorexia. Wow. And wind up, she brought me to my medical doctor up to John Jesse Hospital. I went up to John Jesse Hospital. Wow. Doctor was outside the hall talking to the security. And he turned around and said, "What are you doing here, Mark?" And said, "I don't know." And my mother told her he wound up was sick in school. And doctor said, Went to the doctor's office. Me and my mother sat down. He said, "Let's do this, Mark. Come back Saturday." Okay. Came back Saturday with mommy. And why not? Doctor said, "Stay right here. Don't go nowhere." And then, "Where are you going?" And then, "No, you're better. Don't worry about it." Went down the cafeteria, brought a little tray of food back. And to see what's going to happen. Wow. And I wound up, sat down, ate the food. 5 minutes later, "Do it up." Doctor said, "I think you might be a bulimic." "What is that?" Mother opened her mouth and said, "I'll tell you when you go home." And doctor wanted to say, "I got a program for you to come to." "Ooh, a food program? Not a food program, Mom. Call Over Here Anonymous." Okay. Ludi, a hospital would not allow any other kind of thing come into the hospital, but he did. The top doctor of the hospital. Them two wonderful people, married couple named Bud and Shirley, came up there, sat down in the chair, and tend to talk to her about Overeaters Anonymous. Wow. And I tend to, and the other nine people tend to listen to the people. And why not? I pay very attention to them because I didn't want to get sick no more. And listen to them tell this story, talk about other things of Overeaters Anonymous to us. And they even, we couldn't go to meeting because they didn't allow children inside the meeting without a super adult inside there. But they did. They borrowed one of the hospital vans, took us to meetings. Wow. It was wonderful. We sat down and listened to some other people. Wow. Mark got a little older. When Mark got 17, I told my doctor, "Say, hey, can I go to the meeting now by myself?" He said, "Yeah, you 17. And I tend to go to that meeting. Let me see, what meeting I walked then? My dear friend, where my dear friend? Right there, wonderful lady, right there, named Wendy. Wendy and other people was inside that meeting. I tend to look at them when I walk to that door. And I tend to walk to that door. And wanna saw people let me see, smiling, laughing, shaking hands, hugging each other. I said, wow. I didn't do like some people does, think they're crazy. No, they're not crazy. I looked at them and said, I might learn something. I might get better. Wow. Sat down in them chairs and say, wow. Hey, my name Mark. Can you please help me? They said, we help you. And they did. Then to read a couple of things and I wound up putting inside my brain cell. Wow. And I tend to do that. And got a little more older. Kept going to John Jay Hospital to listen to my two sponsors. And when I got a little bit old enough, they allowed me to chair the meeting sometimes. And that my life, y'all. I love service work. My first service work was standing by a wonderful door and walking in somebody inside there. Give them a handshake or give them a hug and say, welcome. And they put a wonderful smile on their face when somebody do that. And I kept doing it and got more jobs to do, to put literature out on the table, to do other things. Yeah, like some of us say, it wasn't that much literature. Oh, hey, when we started, it wasn't. It wasn't. And it wasn't no steps either. it was inside Aqua Anonymous. Yeah, it was. But we still went on with the meeting. It didn't matter. It didn't have no hard work. But the one thing it did have is they had the 9 tools of recovery. No 9 tools of recovery kept Mark sober. Excellent. Wow. And I kept using it. When the wonderful step came into our room, I said, yes, we got steps to go on with the 9 twos. Let me see, how important is the 12 steps of OVN Anonymous or Alcohol Anonymous or the 12-step program of fellowship? How important is it? Let me see. How important is it to have a cup of water? How important to eat food? If we didn't eat food or drink water, we would, let me see, surely die? Nah, can't live without it. That bad, you can't live without it. And then I wanna realize these steps is just like eating food. Without the 12 steps, we would surely die. Or we might go back out there. Nah, not this person. And some people does. That's one thing I don't try to put down. Who cares if they went back out there? Long as they come back. And I've been doing that with other people. Going over their house and find, where is you? What happened? And it kind of tough. Yeah, it is. But did you ask me to help you? And they thought about that. No, Mom, we didn't. That now on, you think you're going to go back there? Hear my number. Call me on the phone. Don't go back out there. Any newcomers in here? I love y'all. Y'all might say, I don't know nothing. I don't know how to do nothing. Yeah, you do. That come in here and walk over to a chair and sit down in that chair and say your wonderful name. Your wonderful name going to say It is, let me see, the people agronomists say, it cunning, baffling, powerful. That what the newcomers and other people coming into that door telling Mark, it is, still is cunning, baffling, powerful. Yeah, that's why Mark got to say, I don't want to go back out there. I'm going to stay inside this fellowship one day at a time and to encourage people on to give them my telephone number or my email and or go to the house or the apartment and say, come with me to a meeting. Wow. Yeah, you will be okay. I admit it, I will power this old fool and make Mark's life unmanageable. Let me see how he made Mark's life unmanageable. It made Mark's life unmanageable because Mark loved to binge and purge and throw up. I love doing that. Wow, how sickening. Why are y'all talking like that and saying, I love that? No, then no, we're blinded by illusion thing. My tits are good. They're like that stupid commercial. I don't watch TV set no more. When COVID came in, I turned off the TV set and it could what the brain cell. But in a commercial said where a human being is fighting food. Because the movie, the show, the commercial is about Pepto-Bismol. And it's crazy commercial. I said, man, it's a crazy commercial. Man, no food, not going to have no mask over Mark. No. I humble myself and say, I empower this old fool. It made Mark like unmanageable. I humble myself and said that. And nobody did call Mark crazy. Everybody said, yeah, you're unmanageable. Not no more. Came to believe that our power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. Came to believe. Who I came to and believe? I look at the tree, to my high power. God always been my high power. It always will be my high power. But I use people too. Let me see how I put it. God can't keep me from binging and stuff. But let me see. God talked to me only to prayer and meditation. By y'all will talk to me by me hearing y'all saying things in meetings or on the phone. I call people a lot of y'all on the phone, and I said to y'all sometimes, and Mom, you're a pest. And y'all don't say that to me. I say that to me. I just calling y'all up and see how y'all doing. And I will always do that. To y'all tell me, get lost, but I don't think y'all will because we have fun on the phone. Better than me and John B have really fun on the phone. We sometimes have meetings on the phone. And it feels good. I'm glad to see you, my buddy. Wow. And came to turn over to God's will. And I will. I don't have to say nothing about tree because I told you already about tree. And I love church too, y'all. But one thing I don't want nobody to say to me. Don't never tell me all the things in fellowship, my aid fellowship come first. Nah. I got three things in my life. My fellowship, my family, and my church. Those are three things I do every day. Those are three things going to be in my life. Can other people do that too? Nah. Everybody work their program differently. And we all will work our program differently. But the one thing we're going to do together, we're going to do the digital one together. It is 55 people inside the room. That's a unity. When we hold hands, but we can't do no more. and not that many face-to-face meetings no more. I miss it. Some people say, what face-to-face meeting? Some people don't know. Some people do know. I miss it. Holding hands, singing Serenity Prayer, hugging each other. Man, one big thing why I miss, we lose to some of the people from the meeting. When that meeting over in the morning time, or maybe sometime in the afternoon time, but especially in the morning time, we go out for a nice walk, or we go out for an afternoon lunch, or we might go to the hospital or treatment center to say, we will be here for you. I love it. Let me see. How bad is four? I think four is a nightmare. Can Mark not look upon somebody else and just look upon himself? Can I do that? That means I am not going out there to tell you I am better than you. I'm not. I don't care what you do. You drink, you smell, still, Mark, not better than you. You is a human being just like me. You probably just need a little help from somebody. Yeah, you're a human being. Because Mark is a wonderful human being who helps people. Mark is a wonderful human being because of he a born-again Christian. But I still, why I said a human being. I got character defenses. They not gonna go away. It's just resting in someplace else to, I wanna go back out there. All right, rest on. Like people say, my illness is doing push-up. Oh, okay, I doing push-up too. I do martial arts. I love riding my bicycle. I love to go for a walk. I even got one called a photography walk. I love photography. Been doing that since I was 17 years old to now, 61. I love it. I go do photography. I give people, some of y'all, pictures. And I love it. I'm going to keep doing it. Can I admit my wrongs and say step by? Can I will. Step by, I got to. Who me cannot say I'm sorry? And I will. I'm gonna admit it to other people. These is my character defenses. And you some of y'all might say, oh man, we got D too. Yay. And why not? We gonna help each other on that character defense and get them out of our lives. Says entirely ready to let God remove all the defense character. Some of us say he can, he will, I let him. Can I humble myself? I did that in Psalm 107. My shortcomings. I humble myself and say I'm sorry. I got a new way of saying sorry to people or taking other people abuse. Man, I good now how I talk. If you knew me when I was smaller, sometimes I talk too fast. And y'all will not understand me. Wow. And I had that problem. Yeah, people make fun of me that you retarded. You stupid, dumb. Okay. Mommy taught me a normal way. Mommy said, Mom, son, do this. When somebody called you dumb and retarded, you know how you turn that back around? That's say thank you. When somebody keep on saying You tell me you retarded, I'm going to keep on saying thank you. They're not going to come and think they're going to beat me up. Mm-mm. I'm a grandmaster in martial arts. I won many titles in kickboxing. And I teach it. Me and 11 other people own a wonderful gym in New York City, in Manhattan, on the east side. That's the bad side. Wow. But all the ladies and men and boys and girls know me. And yeah, I don't go down there that much. I don't need to be there. Other people run it. But most of the time when I go down there, I have to go down there to help my sensei out. And my sensei still wanna do martial art. That guy is 96 years old. They'll do martial art, but he do it with kids, not adults. And I do the same thing. And it's fun. I love little kids. Retired from being a crossing guard. Wow. No more crossing guard because of I got tired. Ignorant people don't know how to drive. I said, it's time to go. I didn't want to because I love the kids. And but I found a better way. So, all the wonderful kids who I crossed for many years, I know where to live at. Go over there sometime and we go out, we walk around, we play. They ride my longboard. Where is my longboard? It's a longboard, what is similar to a skateboard. And I even did that. About 10, 15 years of skateboarding. Man, I'm just a natural born athlete. I love it. Hey, made a list. That list made me know it will help me to solve that night. Wow. By writing it down, by seeing who I hurt, you know. And it does make it easy for me. And I does it. And then night will be easy. Yeah. To admit I did something. And this one I like too. Can't I go up to anybody who I hurt? No. One reason why I know is because of they probably won't know you hurt them. Can I go up there and say, hey, I hurt you? And they say, what are you talking about, Mom? Yeah, I hurt you. I did something to you. And what you did to me, and when I told you, they think I hurt. Wow, the way to do it. And got to do it like the promise said, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will materialize if we work with them. Spotjet inventory, I love that one too. Anytime when I think I want to, you two want to go to my bakeries on freaking Avenue, one of my crazy people in the fellowship is a pest because that pest would call me on the phone, hey, Mark, you better be on freaking Avenue. I am. All right. Then they go tell me, get off, go away. And that helped me too. I got enough willpower to not do it no more. Prayer meditation. Before I turn this computer on, before I go outside, I'm going to say, hi, God. Thank you for getting me up this morning. And he going to come back in meditation state and say, you're welcome. And I gonna do your will. He said, thank you. Do my, yeah. And we talk. and it feel good. Now I'm gonna sign on to a meeting and see wonderful people. What about service work? How often do we do service? And some meetings, what I don't like when they go down because people don't want to step up. Yeah, some does hurt me. Don't like it. but there's service work. I did a lot of it, and I still do it because it helped me to stay abstinent. It helped me to stay sober. And I just celebrate my 80th birthday too, y'all, on the 23rd. I've been in that room for 37 years, and I love Alcoholics Anonymous. The oldest fellowship, 88 years old, and it's still around. That means it works, y'all. It still works. All right. It's time to shut up, Joe. It's time to shut up. I really talk too long because I want to hear people talk back to me. And I see my other friend. And y'all say I got too many girlfriends and I does. But I don't take nobody away from their husband and wife. Nah, I can't do that. I am glad to be here, glad to see y'all, and I love y'all today. Have a blessed day and happy anniversary again, Joe. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mark. Love you also. Take care. I really appreciate you sharing. It was wonderful. Does anyone have any questions or would like to comment?